Let us bow our heads in prayers.
Amen.
Oh Lord.
Amen.
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 We Jesus Christ with him, amen.
Amen.
Patch of our trust in Bioko, Moses and Womedica, Genesis chapter 2, verse 7 and 8.
Pin your Bible to Genesis chapter 2, verse 7 and 8.
Verse 7, or say, now, a radin yanko pon the form that here and you know, Winipa. Now, who and Kwame Goon in Winimo, now Winipa Bayer or Krati as a four.
Amen.
Now, radin yanko pon your true, a be war, Eddie, I war a pre FM. Na wadi wenipa onyono nono tena ho. Amen.
Amen. I'm reading from the first book of Moses, Genesis chapter 2 verse 7 and 8. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put the man whom he had formed. Amen.
John chapter 20, verse 19 to 22. John chapter 20, verse 19 to 22. Na eda edi na otwe kan no ara edura nwumra na yudafo ohuhunti ototu apon fa ko a esuafo no echiya ho no Yesu begina won finfin na wose wose asomdwe nka mo.
Amen.
And the
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The gospel according to St. John, chapter 20, verse 19 to 22. Then the same day at the evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples was assembled for the fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst, and said unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he has so said, he shew unto his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you. As the Father has sent me, even so sent I you. Amen.
The
Lord bless the reading of his holy words as we take our seat.
The breath of life.
The title of tonight's meeting is Enkwa Ahome.
Enkwa Ahome, amen.
The breath of life. When you notice the scriptures we just read,
Bible so Onyankopon de form the tiedwene ni pawie ye no.
The scripture said that after God had formed man with the dust of the earth, man was lying there dead. Until God breathed into him the breath of life, a man became a living soul. So God created man in his image. But God does not die. So his life that he has
blessed
into man, which he was expected man to live forever. And he gave his swear to man.
Adam.
I am the God of all creation. But I hand over to you the earth to take dominion of every creature. As long as ye abide in my way, every creature will hear you. Every creature will bow before you. Whatever that you say, creatures will
listen
to you with a condition.
My
word that I'm giving to
you,
the plant which is in the midst of this garden, the day that he eats of, he shall die. So as long as Adam was walking with God and has not gone through contrary to the word of God, he was having peace. He was having relationship with God. In the cool of the day, God will come and visit him. There was a relationship between God and Adam that his life was dwelling in Adam. So God, when God sees Adam, he sees his image. It was peace when Adam was abiding with God. There was no sickness. There was no problem. There was nothing like death. There was nothing like fear. Even lions and tigers will bow before Adam. So if you abide in the word of God, and you live by the word of God, there is no power that can rise against you. Because the word of God is what he used to create every creation. And every creation will bow before the creator. So if the creator lives in you, creation will bow before you. So when God was walking with Adam, there was nothing like fear. Until one day, when he heard the voice of his wife and gone contrary to the word of God, then the scripture that was said came to pass, the day that eat thereof, he shall die. But you say that Adam ate the fruit and did not die. The scripture says that 1,000 years is like one day before God. So there is no man on this earth who has lived 1,000 years. Methuselah got 969 and died. So before the sight of God, there is no one who has
lived
one day. So after Adam committed that, he permitted God, the life that God gave him, to be limited. It wasn't the purpose of God for Adam to die. But he invited death into his life. God said, the day that he shall die.
It's a word in the process.
So death has reigned over man.
And Paul said, "The only point
it doesn't matter how the man will walk with the Lord. When it is time for the person to die, fear grips him. So the great men that has came throughout the scriptures, they will live to a certain age, then they die.
Now, you go for something to say.
It was the purpose of God for his power that he used to create the world to come back to his
children.
So God became man. And we saw him in the Lord of
God.
And one thing that he came to this world with, Satan was tormenting man with death.
Now yes, what do we want here, Sam?
And Jesus has triumphed over death and hell. So if we invited death upon ourselves, he came and paid for the price of death, and we were set free. So when he came, if you will take
note,
when he was walking with the disciples, it did not happen just one day that he breathed into them until he went to Calvary and came.
Now, okay, Matthew chapter 27.
When you read Matthew 27,
verse 50 to 51.
Verse 50 and 51.
Yintia Samaho. Or say, Na Yesu di ne kase atia mu biem no. Oja ne honhun mu. Na hwe, entumade atwa so dan ne mu, atim ye no firi soro edibesi fam.
Amen.
Na asase wo so e.
Amen.
Na boda papai.
Amen.
Na boda bia bia.
Amen.
Ne nipa kronkron a adeda enna bebre no, enya ne nyane.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Matthew chapter 27 verse 50 to 51. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose. Amen. When Jesus was on the cross, and it was about to give ghost, the Bible says that he screamed with a loud voice. And when he screamed with a loud voice, the curtain that was in the temple was rending. With a shout, it caused the rocks to rent. The breath that he gave, it entered into the rocks. And the old saints which were asleep, so many years
ago,
when his spirit entered into the rocks, they were revived. The dead, they came
to that our
Lord Jesus Christ has triumphed over death and hell. He has triumphed over death.
Abraham.
Sarah.
David. For so many years.
All were dead for
that
so many years.
Mono.
But with this shout, the breath that
the
was when it get down to the grave, they were able to come back to life.
So you
if we be follow that wouldn't be the end of our life. He has triumphed over death. He is the God of resurrection. Whoever follows
Lord,
you have the hope in resurrection. So we have come to a certain time. It seems as if somebody died in the church. It seems like he has done something wrong.
By Bible say.
But the scripture says.
Adisem.
Revelation.
It's Redunai.
Chapter 14. Verse 13. It says that blessed are those who have died
it's
in the
in
Lord.
The Bible say.
That is why the scripture says. We should not fear the one that can kill the flesh. No matter what you do, you shall surely die. If you live 100 years, you die. So it doesn't matter the number of years that you live. As long as this eternal life dwells in you, follow the Lord. If you are walking with the Lord, one day you will fall
ghost.
But that is the end, not the end of your life. So don't allow Satan to torment us with this
death.
What we see in flesh and say that this person is dead.
And David said,
even though we walk in the shadow of death, we shall not fear any evil. Even in death, our Lord is still with us. Even in death, our Lord is still with us. What we call death, David calls us a shadow. Death means separation with your God. But if the early saints were able to believe God as long as they were living, we don't know the number of years that they lived. But when Jesus Christ, they were able to come from death. I'm telling you,
tonight,
this man Jesus, if we are died, that isn't the end of our life. Even if our body goes into its weakness and go into the dust, the spirit that was dwelling in Jesus, that was able to raise him from the dead,
is
the same spirit
and
to revive our dead body. And if he pulls our
eyes,
there is a body that was not built with
head.
It is a spiritual body. This body has no sickness. This body has no problem. It is a glorified body that the Lord has prepared for his saints. So if we walk with the Lord, we should not fear death.
Why? We walk by Jesus Christ. We have triumphed over death. That is why Paul said, death, where is your power? Grave, where is your
strength?
Blessed be to the name of our Lord. If you are walking
with God,
do not allow death to come into you. We should be still.
You know,
this Jesus that we are praying, we know where he's taking us to.
Hallelujah.
Amen. A child. If it is conceived.
Now
and it's in the belly, in the womb. Every food that the mother consumes, the little kid consumes.
That's last stop.
Says that here is my last stop. If there is a time for him to be conceived, to be born, it comes with the head.
First.
And they will tell the mother to push. He thinks that he is not coming to this.
Place. Comfortable.
He is so comfortable where he is. As soon as he gets to the end,
hey,
he
hey, hey, hey.
Where have I gotten myself to? And as long as he keeps living on this earth, breastfeeding, stretching for the legs. Oh, causing myself. There is a sweet breast. It begins to grow. It begins to lay. It begins to work. It begins to. This world as he was coming, when he was crying, he began to feel comfortable in this world. He has come to believe the Lord. It has come a time. Lord Jesus said, there is so many mountains in the house of my father. So you have to depart this earth and come to me to have your
rest.
The family people will say that we will not allow you to.
I draw 5,000 in Akoto.
They will go and buy medication for 5,000 cedis. Why? We do not have revelation wherever that person
is.
If we have revelation of where the person
goes,
when he was coming to
this,
when it gets time for us to go into glory, then we become so scared. Why do we feel scared? It's all because we have not been
faithful.
But our God is faithful. Many have gone and testified that indeed heaven is real. Many have testified that indeed heaven is real. As Joshua saw the promised land, and they came with the fruit of the promised land, the land that the Lord promised us with, it is there indeed. And this heaven that we are striving we are not going there with flesh and blood. So if you don't die, how can we go to
heaven?
So tonight, what I'm telling you is that don't let Satan to whisper in your ears.
No way.
If death happens in our midst, it means that God has turned off his eyes.
Paul said
that death is gain unto him. We do business for profit's sake. And if death is your profit,
then like I said, we have lost our brother.
Why do we say that we've lost a brother?
We have gained our brother.
We have gained our brother into the kingdom
because
of God. Because he has entered into the glory of the Lord. Those who are in glory, when they see the cries and the weeping that we are
doing,
what they say is that, you don't know what you are doing. I wish you are together with us. So if you want to walk with the Lord, this life of
blessing
because of sin, it has it.
By his strength,
blessed be to the Lord. He has paved a new way for us. That he breathed a new breath into the disciples. My peace be unto you. So when he breathed unto them, he told them to receive the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is God's life. That's if the Spirit of God abides in you,
you
have passed from death into eternal life. So when he told them to receive the Holy Ghost, the disciples did not understand him. And he told them to go and wait in
Jerusalem.
In Jerusalem.
Acts chapter 2.
In Acts chapter 2.
Verse 1. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Abraham Kosiya.
When they met.
You said the Bible Sikano. Acts chapter 2, verse 1. was in a Pentecost Dan a toy. Now on yin I see a farcon. Nem pofrim and won't be a tessa and frama a mwe ding. I both free so a by. Never share a fear our team no ma. Amen.
Amen. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
Almost here.
The Lord told them to go and wait. They did not go and wait to acquire power to go and do miracles and wonders.
John chapter 20. No.
What Jesus told them in John chapter 20, the prophet said that when the deep had called the deep responds. What Jesus gave to them, they never understood. When God ascended on high, then he released the same Holy Spirit where his children were gathered. And when the mighty Russell went ahead, he breathed again the breath of life into them. So when they received the Holy Spirit, they never feared anything again. When the Holy Spirit abides in you, all the powers that is in this world, all the spirit that is in this world, the spirit that abides in you, it is the same spirit that created all this spirit. So if the Holy Spirit abides in you, when they meet with you, they have to bow before you that your God may be exalted. So if you are the children of God, what is needful unto us is that this eternal life that we have received
assurance.
And this is our assurance.
And you're sorry, Aoba.
It isn't your coming to church.
By a Christosumia Abrabo.
But Christianity is a life.
Eternity.
So tonight,
there we are,
where the world is heading towards. One thing is what I
have. Sorry, Atia Sampada.
You will never wake up any morning and hear any good news. This is what the scripture has said. As the days is going to an end, perilous times will come. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in our days. The imagination of man was continually evil. If you hear the kind of evil man committing, you will marvel. This is where the world has
happened.
But we that abide in the shadows of the Lord, we that abide in the ways of the Lord, those who have covenant with the Lord and his spirit abide in us, the Lord will take care of us that we may not get ourselves in trouble. He will take care of our going out and our coming in. And if our time is due, and we die under the feet of the Lord, this is what we call the Christian has fought it's and died in the Lord. So tonight, do not be trembled. One thing that you have to check in your life is that, how is you and your God? The Lord is not a deceiver. He created eternal life for man. And we rejected the eternal life. And we heard a different voice. And it brought us death unto us and sicknesses. But because God created us in his own image, he couldn't live. He needed to pave a new way for us. So in the Old Testament, he began to sacrifice with a lamb for Adam and Eve. And from then, it became sacrifice upon sacrifice. But there came a day, the Lamb of God, who came and take the desire of the sins in this world, the people of old, the animal that they sacrifice every year, it just covered their sins. He couldn't remit the desire of sin. So every year they needed to offer their sins. When Jesus came and went to Calvary, he uprooted the root of sin. He took the desire of sin from his children. Because the desire of sin was working with them. So if he has prayed for them, he have no relationship with them. We don't have anything to
pray.
He has taken every desire of sin out. We love what the Lord loves. We love what the Lord wants. We do the works of God. If it happens like this, we have a relationship with the Lord.
Amen. So when a believer is lying on the sick bed and his days is being numbered,
I feel like going home.
Many people used to say that.
Why?
He has seen where he's going to. It tells you. The Lord that we have believed. He isn't a deceiver. If we abide in the word of God. And we don't turn to left. And we don't turn to right. And the word that he sent his prophet with, we live by that same word that his word says. I promise you that. You will never be weary in the Lord.
This will be free more.
So if anyone departs, as we are thinking carnally on this earth, let us ask ourselves that what is going on in the heavens? Because this earth isn't our last dwelling place. Somebody will grow so old, and the family members will wish him dead. They will be taking care of him and striving.
About him.
It tells you that. It doesn't matter how old you are. One day you will give ghost. But seek this eternal life in your soul. That today, if I go out and don't come in again, I know where I'm going to. Put your ways to
God.
Sin. Anything that takes man into trouble, anything that brought death.
Someone,
if you take joy in it, then you are an enemy of the Lord. When sin was not there, God was having relationships with
his
children. And Jesus has come to pay the price of death. As he has taken us from every
desire
of sin. And he has taken us to live a life of holiness. So if you are a children of the Lord, the scripture says that whom the Spirit of God abide in him, whom the fruit of the Lord abide in him. If the scripture says that if the Spirit of God abides in you, does not sin. Means that the Spirit of God abides in you. So if God hates sin, you hate sin also. All the messages that has been
written
on you. If you are able to look in the face of the Lord and abide in sin, and you are used to sin, you don't even feel scared. If you fornicate, it doesn't matter to you. If you commit adultery, you don't care. Everything becomes normal to you. The eternal life does not live in you.
Because some of you, when they say,
the fearful thing is that
Bible say,
the scripture says,
in your man for
fornicators, adulteress,
adulteress,
God shall judge. Anything that sent Jesus to Calvary, that brought curses upon
him,
and he has taken the curses and given us eternal life. We don't have to crucify the Lord Jesus afresh. Tonight, may the Lord help us. May he cause us to see the benefits of his death from Calvary, that we will never
leave him.
So that if you fall down, it becomes you and your God. We can take you to this church. All the ministers will come and stand beside your face. And we will sing every song that we can sing. But the rest lies between you and your Lord. Take the word of God and live with it. Use the word of God as a thermometer to check your life each and every day. If the Holy Spirit departs from you, you have to know that it has gone out of your life. It is not about growing your hair natural, wearing a long skirt. All is good. You will meet these fetish priests on the street, and they are so natural. Somebody will live in this world a virgin and still die and go to hell. When we sought problems for our own soul and the fall came, if the Lord lived our lives
unto
us, we couldn't have done anything to help us. But blessed be to the Lord. Because he created us in his image and his likeness, he thought about us. He will pave a new way of us. That is eternal life. And he called.
Whoever is seeking for eternal life, may he come and get it for free. It is not paid.
Without money.
It is not
without price. Come as you are. Let Jesus see
your suffering. Let Jesus see your
weakness.
Let Jesus see your state that you are in. He alone can receive
you.
That is why we called him a redeemer. So tonight we have come before the Lord.
One day,
there is coming a day.
Better than at all.
We will give ghosts.
But
we are having a good relationship with the Lord. Death can never torment us. I used to say this. How the prophet told and do the word of the work of God in this world. It is all our wish. When the prophet slept, he will have sleep death on his mouth. And you say that, what kind of death? That is so beautiful. But the scripture says that our thoughts are not the thoughts of God. Someone who was
troubled.
God revealed things unto him. Whatever that is happening, the Lord will reveal unto him. He was traveling and he was about to evolve in an accident. He couldn't see. Somebody will say that if this man is indeed a man of God, the Lord will have revealed it
unto
you to see this kind of death. If you done with your work on this end, the kind of way that you will depart from this end, it doesn't consider that way. But where you are heading to, the angels who will come and meet you and take you to glory and leave this flesh on this earth, you can buy the sweetest gift. One day you will leave. But if you feed your soul in the word of God,
you will sing, I will fly away. John the Baptist,
Johannes Suboni,
so her Bible more.
If you read the scriptures,
when
Mary believed the word of the Lord and she was conceived, John was already conceived for 6 months. When John revealed Jesus at the age of 30 years in River Jordan, that was the time Herod thought of him. John was arrested and imprisoned, about to be killed. John has sent his disciple to Jesus. Go and ask Jesus. Is he the one who is coming, or we should expect another one? Jesus will have asked them, where is John? And they will told him that he has been arrested and put into prison. Jesus was having full of power to speak, and John will be released from the prison. He was not sick as Lazarus was sick. John has never committed anything. He has preached the unadulterated word of God to the king. And the king beheaded John. Jesus knew that John would be beheaded. He was the one who baptized Jesus in River Jordan. Jesus knew that John's business was done. So John, when Jesus heard that John has been beheaded, the scripture says that the disciples took his body and buried him. So if you don't know the Jesus that you are walking with, the death of John the Baptist will stumble you. So brethren, if you have believed the Lord, let us leave all our everything to the hands of God. Let us leave our all to the Lord. In goodness, in badness, in trouble, in
triumph,
we know that our God will give us victory. What I'm saying is, in this world, this world is not our home. We have a home that is
being
built. The glory of the Lamb
is our light.
We are going to walk on the city of gold. The Bible says that this city, it has not come to into the heart of man. And you can never describe it anyway. Even if we get American visa, we begin to... When he begins to work in America and all his bills begin to...
And
this place where we are going to... We are not going to pay electricity
rent.
We are not going to pay any rent. We are not going to go to hospital. The glory of the Lord has prepared this city. Even the angels are going to minister to us.
This is our assurance.
Where any other
say that
if you follow the
Lord,
after our death, we have a hope in the name of our Lord Jesus. Our God is not a deceiver. Our God will never cause us to lose. Whatever that he has said, whatever that he has said concerning us, it shall come to pass. May you be on your feet.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes,
we serve a living God. He's a faithful God. If we can be partaker of this eternal life, as he breathed unto the disciples, and he told them to receive the eternal life, which is the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that if you receive the Spirit of the Lord, if you don't have the Spirit of the Lord, you are not of the lost. So tonight we plead unto the Lord. Lord, as you breathe unto the disciples, may you breathe unto our souls tonight. May you breathe unto our souls tonight. Open your mouth and plead to the Lord.
Nami humigu mimu. Amen. Hallelujah. Sir, we have fought one way to say. What the car you took when?
If you take this illustration as you are traveling with your
bus,
it may be a bus.
But a bus, you know, when you are tied, spin the guasi and from a guasi tie, no ma, I'm not heading there
and
then.
And this bus is being carried by a tie with an air that is traveling.
But so four tie, no ba akonjua.
If one of the ties get burst,
and four ties, how can you na?
It doesn't matter how strong the rest of the ties. The car can never travel
long.
We have to
now you're tire
and pull off the tire. Why? There was a breath that has gone out of the tire.
You see, above all,
say that we are playing football. People will be full of the stadium. Indeed, the prayers are on the field.
By a ball, kitwabi.
But it is this little ball.
Anna and from
that has been. So if it turns to the
right,
it comes to the left, it will roll
through.
Why? Because there is an air that but if anything pierces into it and it got
burst,
the game becomes
horrible.
If there is an air in something, that is its strength. So if the breath of Jesus is in us, if he breathes into you as he has risen from the dead, this breath, no one can take it out of your hands. Even after your death, you have
breath.
As it happens in the book of Matthew, when he breathed and screamed, and the saints
arose.
The Bible has promised
that
in the last days, the death in Christ will rise first. Whether you like it or not, if you believe it or not, if you don't believe, as the Lord has said, plead unto the Lord that, Lord, breathe into my soul. If I don't live long on this earth, I may have relationship with you. That your breath is that is eternal life. That is what I'm looking to.
Lord.
This eternal life. It is more than anything in this world. It is so precious than any creation. It is so precious than any
Bible say.
That is why the Bible says, if man
gains
all the
power
and loses eternal life, what shall it promise? Tonight, made
be honest
to us. Pray down to the Lord.
Oh, yeah. me home go emo trabe wa kwa fofro amaya nya o ya na mago ya o Namaya nya Eya Namamo
Amen. Meka masemwa chrerade Obetie nobeya mame anadwe me se yebeka ye asemwa achrade ono erade a obetie nobeya mame erade wonchonko onada
debia
Israel, Aradi Tonko,
Aradia, Razu, Eka, Masema, Ashera, Obetie,
Ma, when is so. Ni pa kunkun ana o ma wuwo no
Ebi kure ebi a ube enfi apem. Ebi enfi ahenum. By omuti asia no.
When they were leaving.
Ebi ebi duya.
It got to a time.
Sa home ya kupo ndi guri pe mwadi intro mo.
That the breath that God breathed into them. Eba ebi e. It came to its end.
Eti atu ni se omu.
So they were called dead.
Eko siye omu.
They were buried.
But
when the Lord went to Calvary, and the Lord shouted, and gave his ghost, and his power entered, because they were for the Lord.
For 1,000 years, so
it doesn't matter, they were 1,000 years or 1,500 years. As the seed of the Lord, is
you.
He is the Lord of resurrection. When he shouted, all he said
arose.
We have an hope
that
there is coming a day. This our flesh.
It
shall never reveal.
The
spirit that rose Christ from
them.
The spirit is in our
body.
All the deaths are received. All deaths are received. He is the Lord of resurrection. He is the Lord of resurrection. Oh Lord. Oh Lord, sacrifice
the hand.
That will not give. Oh Lord. We have an hope. After our death, we shall rise again. Let this be your prayer tonight. Pray and plead to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Blessed as those who will die in the Lord. The Lord has not promised us that he is taking us all. Some will be dead in the Lord. But blessed are those that are dead in the Lord. All the toils of this earth you have rested
from.
All your works that you labored in the Lord.
This is blessed assurance.
Blessed are they.
He did not say that those who have died in Ebiaba, those who did not die. He did not say those who died. As
when you were
if you are died in the Lord, some ought to die in the Lord. Those that are dead in the Lord. If God bless somebody, blesses us those who are dying in the Lord. We begin to say, who
did he leave us?
He leave you to Christ. We those whom our fathers and our mothers are dead, when we were young, we are testifying. Even though they may
believe,
they wouldn't have taken good care of us. The Lord has taken care of us. So far, rest our
righteousness.
Amen. God will never disappoint you. He is the God of people. He is the God of
people.
He is the Father to those who have God. Amen. He speaks for those. He is our all in all. So we should take care that we do not have the relationship between we and our Lord. If we live abide in the Lord, we have our protection. He gives us eternal life if we abide in Him. If we abide in the Lord, all His blessings are ours. Any spirit that will try to deceive you, that will let you put down on the word of God to do any other
thing.
Resist Him in the name of the Lord. He wants to take eternal life from your hands.
Bible say,
that is why the scripture says, we should not love the world, nor the things of this world. If you love the things of the world, we become an enemy to the Lord. If you become an enemy to the Lord, where He is taking us, all His lovers are going to that place. No enemy is going there. So we are praying. Anything that Satan is deceiving me with, that he has set my eye
out
and my body is following
up to it,
that I may become an enemy. God, may you give me an eyesight. May you give me an
answer
that I will read your word and
understand.
May you give me the ears that will be obedient unto your word. Mama, give me a heart that will believe your word, that I may separate myself from the Lord. Pray and commit yourself. Plead to the Lord. Everything is
perfect
to find that the world is coming to an end. Christian journey is coming so slow. But the Bible says, those that will stand to the end, those who will stand to the end, they will have the crown. The purpose of Satan is that he will never cause you to stand to the end. He will deceive you as he deceived Eve. But let God strengthen you. May God help you. That you may circumcise your
heart.
That He may blind you from the things of this world. That you set your eyes onto eternal life. May the Lord help us tonight. Our Lord Jesus Christ. He is a faithful
God.
When he was here on earth before he went to Calvary, he said, I will lay down my life. And on the third day, I will receive my life again. Herod and his army, they decided what Jesus has said. They will do everything to prevent it. So they stood behind his tomb. And they sealed the tomb with a
millstone.
And the army men, the soldiers, if you are a man, rise up. If you are able to rise up, they will and pierce you with the
spear.
And we will kill you and put you in the grave again. So on the first day, Jesus is not arose.
He
told you that this man was a
killer.
On the second day,
he
did not arose. He has deceived his disciples. The disciples were disappointed. If the time was come yet to be, if the time is yet to be, you say that the Lord will not be. If the time is not
here,
you think that the Lord is not here. If the time is not
here,
you say that the Lord has not done well with you. But if the time comes new, on the third day,
this soldier,
with their shield, or the stone, they could not resist the Lord. He was risen from the grave. The stone gave it to
him.
The sin of death couldn't find him when he rose. Then he screamed I have triumphed over death and hell. I hold the keys of hell. That was why he was able to say, death, where is your victory? Death, where is your victory? Blessed be to our Lord Jesus. He has triumphed over death for me and you. Also death. We have come from death into eternal life. If death couldn't hold our Lord Jesus, if you believe the Lord, this same death can never resist
him.
Put your trust in the Lord.
Believe the Lord.
Leave
the word of God.
And I stand in the name of the Lord Jesus. If you abide under the feet of the Lord, maybe you cannot do anything. Maybe you are not rich.
Like Lazarus.
To say Lazarus.
But
angels will come and meet you. Why? Because he has promised us.
Orinya meda.
Amen.
Orinya meda. Yesu do. Orinya meda. Oh, adei kro. Amini. Sada biara.
Through the scriptures.
Stephen.
When Stephen was arrested, and were being stoned.
Now Stephen himself.
Stephen knew. After his death.
Oh, sorry, Abinua.
If there isn't any resurrection, he will do everything to receive the Nobel Prize. But he gave himself to death. He looked to the sky. And heavens were open unto him. And he said that, oh, I have an hope. Oh, I have an hope. If this earthly tabernacle
is refused,
there is an one waiting for me. So I will never cause this flesh. Follow this world and return. I will die. And he pleaded to the Lord, do not lay this sin upon them. This is the love of God. That if you have an encounter with the Lord, you will embrace death.
Stephen
was having an hope. Even if he lived for so long, his Savior, Redeemer,
and
at the last days, he will never remain in the grave. He will be risen. All the saints that believe the Lord. The Lord has given us an illustration. If the saints were able to rise in the book of Matthew, and Jesus took them together with him and took them away, it's the same that we also have
known.
If you follow the Lord, we will die in this flesh, but that isn't the last. One day we will lift up our heads.
Hey, amen.
Amen.
Pray
to the Lord. We have pleaded for ourselves. When Paul and Silas were in prison and sang the songs of praise, and all the yokes were broken and the chains were loosed, and the soldier that was taking care of them thought that they have run away. He wanted to kill himself. And Paul said unto him, do not done any harm unto yourself. And the soldier asked them, what must I do to receive eternal life? And he told him to believe the Lord Jesus. And he will redeem you and your household. We have a covenant with the Lord. We and our families have a covenant with the Lord. We are presenting our families before the Lord. Lord, we hide our families behind your blood. As you protected Job and his household, may your eyes be upon
us.
Our children that we have given, that we have fed with the word of God, if they are disobedient, let your Holy Spirit let your Spirit circumcise
your hearts.
We commit our children unto the Lord. If they are young and we bring them to
them,
so Lord, remember the day that we brought them to, and let your presence be with our children. Hide them in your own way. Those that are
hiding,
Lord, may you go and visit them. May you go and visit them. Let us pray for our family, especially our children. Our husband and our wife. We have heard in your word that your breath that you breathe in
us,
that is the eternal life. Lord, may you not cause it to get out of us. Let this eternal life, even if you lay ghosts on this earth, we still have the eternal life. Lord, may you let it be
May you let it be according to your wish.
Rade home, she guyen so she ene so nyame home, she guyen so she ene so sania. Oya no titi brebo, enaso woma jina wenim yeraya se nyame oh shee guyanso shee ena sania oya no titi brebo. And now, woman, when him, oh, every day, oh, she, we are so, she, and now,
a bride, dear, so we bury.
As you are bringing our service to an
end,
and I'm handing over to our pastor. If you want anything that you want God to do for you, as pastor is coming to pray, lift your hands up. You, the Lord, who is
Bible
the prayer answer. The scripture says that all flesh comes to you. We know you listen to the prayer of your children. Lord, may you come into our fold tonight. As your servant is praying, this is my prayer. Because I know you answer prayers. May the Lord bless us all.
Breathe on me, breath of God, until my life is pure, until I will one will with thine to do and to endure.
Amen.
Look away to Jesus at this time. See him spreading his hands before you. My son, my daughter, receive ye the breath of eternal life. Let my power kick out every work of Satan in your spirit, your body, and in your mind. In the mighty name of the risen Lord Jesus Christ, I curse every evil spirit plaguing God's children.
Amen.
May every person be delivered.
Amen.
From the powers of hell.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
The peace of God be with you. The grace of God be with you.